USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CBS News poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points since taking office and now sits at 50%. Biden taking a big hit among independents with over half disapproving of his overall job performance. Regarding Biden's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, 47% approve. Regarding Biden's actions as president, 49% now believe Biden is competent, that number down 7% from April. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says the science told health officials a coronavirus vaccine becomes less effective over time. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Murthy saying most people have full protection from the virus right now if they are vaccinated. Murthy adding that's why they aren't rolling out COVID boosters until September 20th to the entire population. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As Afghan refugees are continuing to be put on planes and sent to the United States, the vetting process continues for the refugees.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 troops are currently on the ground to help in that effort, a needed force as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and the people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others vulnerable Afghans before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. And people respond very differently after the first and second shots. Two, there's sort of this general sense that maybe people had more symptoms after the second shot compared with the first shot, but really there's a huge spectrum of responses and symptoms after getting the vaccine. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar, maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine that you might get. So it shouldn't be dramatically different from either of the first two doses. We definitely don't expect people to have severe reactions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.